Today is really a day for rejoicing. After listening to Mr. Rowe with all the accolades given to the staff of the public service, I know that we are going to be successful in our endeavors. And I want to thank everyone today for just being here and participating in this exercise. Let me recognize Ms. Carr, the chairperson, Ms. Karen Prevost, my PS and cabinet secretary, Ms. Barbara Daly, chief personnel officer, the CARICAD team, Ms. Roberts and Mr. Rowe, Honorable Catherine Daniel, and the members of the steering committee, participants of the capacity building series, permanent secretaries who are here with us today, one and all, greetings and blessed day to you all. Let me extend congratulations to all the participants of the organizational review and reclassification capacity building series, receiving their certificates of participation today. We will all agree that we have embarked on a highly complex undertaking in the public service, and I applaud the efforts of each and every one of you at working towards ensuring its success. The transformation and modernization of the public service has been clearly articulated as a priority of the government of Dominica. In the 2020-2021 and 2021-2022 budget addresses, several measures targeting improvements in the public service has been announced. These include the organizational review and reclassification exercise, restructuring of the teaching and nursing services, the digital transformation project, and the service delivery improvement project. These critical interventions and initiatives are all expected to result in a public service which is more agile, responsive, and resilient. Dominica, working with CARICAD, has proposed and established a framework for resilience and sustainability of the public service in alignment with the government of Dominica's dynamic mandate. As minister, I am pleased to note that the organizational review and reclassification exercise, which includes critical elements to advance this agenda, has been conceptualized and is being successfully implemented by ourselves as Dominicans, as well as other individuals from the Caribbean who have already distinguished themselves in terms of clarity of thought, depth of analysis, and the level of engagement with our stakeholders, all towards excellence and sustainability of a public service. Further, the resulting roadmap for transformation of the public service in terms of productivity, result, and quality of service enabled by technology emerges as a catalyst for the expansion of a resilient national development and ready for implementation. Certainly, we are often challenged by implementation of strategy. So it is refreshing as minister to speak in glowing terms about an initiative which is not only well conceived and brilliantly planned, but also expertly executed. It is a privilege to have ministerial oversight of this project. I am grateful to the Secretary to the Cabinet and my permanent secretary in the Ministry of Governance, Ms. Prevost, the Chief Personnel Officer, Ms. Daly, the Director of Public Sector Reform, Ms. Carr, our local core team, the staff of the Ministry of Governance, our trade unions, and our other colleagues and stakeholders, for their commitment to undertaking all agreed tasks to date and to continue with implementation of the next phases of this exceptional and vital initiatives. Dominicans at every level must embrace the ORR as a major instrument of change, bearing in mind a primary aim being to enhance the quality of work life and professional development of our public officers. And the journey is still in its early stages, which is why this capacity building series is such an important component of this project. I encourage each of you who are here today and who have completed this exercise to commit yourselves to diligently applying the skills you have gained in your ministry, in your department, or whatever opportunity may present itself. You are now intricately a part of a massive undertaking of transformation of a public service, and we need your skills and your voice to realize this vision for change. I owe a debt of gratitude to the CARICAD team of consultants who, in spite of the challenges brought about by the restrictions of COVID-19, have continued to persevere and work closely with us to ensure the successful implementation of this consultancy. CARICAD itself has had a practice of technical knowledge transfer, and we here in Dominica are eager and ready to build our internal capacity in such vital areas as job analysis and description, organizational review and job evaluation, so that we are able to design and direct our public sector transformation efforts even more as the future unfolds. This level of ownership and leadership is paramount as the world around us continues to change so dramatically, increasing the need for critical attributes of resilience among our public officers and institutions. My hope is that the recommendations that will emanate from this analysis can be implemented cost effectively and in a manner that would benefit the entire Dominican population, so that our people can say with confidence that our public service is truly transformed and resilient. I reiterate my commitment as Minister for the Public Service to ensuring the successful conduct of this exercise, as well as the outcomes, which will undoubtedly impact the public service as well as public officers generally. Again, my congratulations to all the participants and my deepest gratitude to the Dominica and CARICAD teams on behalf of the Ministry of Governance for a job well done to date. I thank you.